This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Boise Library's Comic Arts Festival has become an annual tradition over the last 8 years, but this year, like so many events, this event had to be reformatted. Daily Dungeons and Dragons games this week are leading up to the main event this Saturday, and that's where panelists and presenters will share about their comic art and how the industry has been affected by COVID-19. Joining us today to talk more about this is Joshua Chappelle. He is the events coordinator at the Boise Public Library. Joshua, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Gemma.
So because of COVID, like so many other events, you really had to scale things down. So how did you decide what features of the live festival to actually include in this virtual platform?
Well, you're right. That was definitely a difficult decision. We wanted to kind of replicate, I think, some of the experiences and kind of hit some of the different areas that people are used to experiencing in the live event. So earlier in the month, we had some contests. So we had a cosplay contest where people could submit photos instead of the live contest that people are used to. And so with the live panels, it was a similar thing where we wanted to capture some of the things that our audience is usually used to experiencing. So we wanted to have the comics element, which is always, you know, of course, super important in the comics festival. We wanted to talk to some of the creators. We usually have guests come into town every year for the event. And so that was a really important part of it. And then we wanted some other sort of areas of the fandom, like gaming. And in this case, we've got Star Wars and then also fantasy and science fiction represented as well.
So, I mean, so there are like virtual games going on right now. In fact, some this evening, some tomorrow afternoon. But the big event is the panel on Saturday. So can you talk a little bit about the comics in the time of COVID panel?
Yeah. So a couple of creators who've been with us in the past, Morgan Beam and Jorge Corona, they're both out of Denver. They're going to be joining us and talking about sort of their experience as creators and how, you know, sort of dealing with being more isolated, dealing with the fact that, you know, so many conventions, which is a way that a lot of creators, you know, really a lot of their income often comes from attending conventions and selling their art and their books and comics. Since so many of those have been canceled, that's been really difficult for creators, and it's taken a chunk out of, you know, of course, their income, like in the same way that it has for so many other people in so many other areas as well. The industry's had to adapt and individual creators have had to adapt. And so they're going to talk about just how that's affected them.
So any silver linings to moving this online?
I can do it from home.
Who knew all the things we could do from home before this, right?
Right. I think that, that's been very interesting the last several months, you know, seeing how that can play out. I think one of the big silver linings is that folks who may not have been able to attend, you know, an in-person event for various reasons, whether they're, you know, they don't have transportation, they can't get out of their house for some reason, or they only have, you know, maybe an hour or a couple of hours to spend, they can just register for these panels and attend from home. So I think the bar to entry or you know, to be able to participate is lower in a lot of ways with these virtual events.
So how do people participate? Can you give us the information on how to register, you know, how all that works?
Yeah, so people can go to boisepubliclibrary.org /BCAF, B-C-A-F, and that's the main page for the event. And so if you scroll down, you'll find the panels listed. And with each panel, there's a place where you can register. And we're just asking everyone to register for the panels they want to attend. You'll want to register for each one individually, and you'll get an email with the password so you can join. And they're all free to attend, of course, so pretty easy. And you can register pretty much right up until the panels start, so.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you are still doing this. So thank you for taking some time out of your day. We've been talking with Boise Library's Joshua Chappelle about this Saturday's annual Comic Arts Festival. Of course, we will have more of that information about how to sign up for the events on our website. We'll link everything. Joshua, thanks so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. And be sure to tune in Monday when we will be kicking off our series on growth and affordability in the Treasure Valley. You have a story to share? Download our new Boise State Public Radio app. When you do, tap the menu for the Talk to Us function. Then you can talk to us. We might include your story on the show. We'd certainly love to hear from all of you. It is Thursday. It's still smoky out there. I hope you find some joy in your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.